Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. My name is Denilson, and today I want to share with you a little bit about the word actually. Before that, I have to tell you that you can listen and download our podcasts on inglesnapontadalingua.com.br. I'm sure you'll find lots of interesting things in there. Well, as you all may know, the word actually is one of those so-called false friends we have between English and Portuguese. That means that actually looks like a word in Portuguese, but it's not the same in usage and meaning. Actually looks like atualmente, but the word actually means na realidade or na verdade. It's a synonym of in fact, in reality, as a matter of fact, in truth, and a few others. Although it seems to be a simple word, actually is one of the most common and complexest words used in spoken English. Sometimes its use is not so simple as you may think, so you'd better learn how to use it correctly. As a synonym of in fact, as a matter of fact, in reality, etc., actually is used to emphasize what is really true or what really happened. Listen to these examples. Person 1. Someone told me that you're a lawyer. Person 2. Well, actually I'm a doctor. Or Person 1. Are you from Brazil? Person 2. Actually, I'm from Portugal. Or, actually, he didn't go to the party because he was sick. Disappointed? No, actually, I'm very happy. As you can notice, actually in the examples above shows that people may think one thing totally different from the real situation. So, actually emphasize the correct piece of information. In some cases, actually means really, which in Portuguese is something like mesmo. For example, what time are you guys actually leaving? She actually did it. It looks as if Mike is actually doing some work. Sometimes, actually is used for admitting something. In this sense, some authors say it functions as a softener and as such it means something like to be honest, para ser sincero, in Portuguese. I spent more money than I should, actually. Well, actually, I've already said we can't go. We actually had a hard time moving the sofa. Or, Person 1. Can I have a word with you? Person 2. I'm very busy, actually. Actually also has the sense of surprisingly, or though it may seem strange. In Portuguese we say pode parecer estranho. In this sense, actually usually comes at the beginning of a sentence. Actually, he wanted me to pay for his lunch. Actually, she didn't come to work today. I wonder what happened. When someone asks you a question and you want to friendly confirm your answer, you can use actually at the end of the sentence. In this case, it can be left out of the sentence. So you can make use of it or not. Person 1. Can you speak English? Person 2. Yes, I can, actually. Or Person 1. Are you coming with us? Person 2. Yes, I am, actually. Another use of actually is to add new information to what's being said or to correct what you've just said. It can be translated as aliás. I've known Mike for years since we were kids, actually. Actually, on second thoughts, I don't think I want to go out tonight. It was yesterday. No, actually, it was Monday morning. Actually has other functions in spoken English. If you watch movies, sitcoms, interviews, listen to songs, talk to native speakers, you'll hear it a lot. Pay attention to it and notice the nuances it has. To wrap this up, let me just say that atualmente in English is nowadays, today, or currently. In Portuguese, we don't use the word atualmente very much. Instead, we tend to say hoje em dia, nos dias de hoje. Listen, lots of people get divorced nowadays. He currently is directing TV sitcoms. Let me show you the products that are currently available. Well, that's it for today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this tip. And remember that you can also like our fan page on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/DenilsonDeLima and have lots of fun with us.